going to eat the meat, what's wrong with having sex with it? Even a dog, for Christ's sake, it could do you some damage before you could really get into it. As long as his manufacturer's warranty lasted.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Pac-Men's podcast. I'm Paul.
I'm Ambrose.
I'm Chris.
And yeah, it's been a good week really, after our first podcast. We've had some downloads, 58 in a week.
Thanks guys.
Thanks everybody who did listen. Thanks to everybody who subscribed and obviously is now getting this one. It's been interesting really.
So where is it that we have been successful?
We're being successful. It seems like on iTunes, a lot of people have been clicking on us on iTunes. Very popular on iTunes. I don't say very popular. The popularity bar is quite high on our first episode. You two, heard any feedback at all?
No.
No? You haven't told anybody you've done this?
No. it's Facebook, isn't it?
It is on Facebook.
It is now. You can contact
us. You can contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/Pac-Men Podcast.
I don't use Facebook myself, but
you'll
yeah,
never
knock yourself
find me
out.
Here.
Yeah, you'll never find these two on there.
Yeah.
Oh, so. And you can tweet us at Pac-Men Podcast. Exactly the same. Capital P, capital. Well, hang on. Capital P, capital M, capital P. If you understand that. Pack, pick, capital.
Yeah, the
P.
Beginning of each word is a capital. Yeah, I think people could grasp that concept.
Maybe.
If you can't, the rest of it is in lowercase.
Yeah, definitely. You thought of anything to talk about this week?
Really haven't.
Don't even thought about it.
Oh, you know, tried a week to.
Ago. Well, no. Me and Chris did come up with an idea.
Go on then.
We want to know what your opinions on some things are.
My opinions.
Yeah, like, your opinions. Like.
Carl Pilgrim.
Go on, Chris.
I honestly forgot, but I will remember it once you mention.
Okay, go on. And my opinions on what?
Your opinions on controversial issues. Such as.
Brilliant. Okay. Go on. Such as.
Gay marriage.
I'm all right with it. It's not a problem.
Bestiality.
That I'm against. That's a pretty clear no.
Why?
Why?
Well, bestiality. It's illegal and it's disgusting.
But why would you make it legal, though?
What, bestiality?
Yeah.
If you're going to eat the meat, what's wrong with having sex with it? I'm not saying I would engage myself.
Some people out there are into it. As long as they're not getting exploited.
Since Greek and Roman times.
As long as they're not getting exploited to do it. Right. So as long as it's not some kind of slavery or some BS like that. They're really into it, why not?
Maybe it's just not for me.
So it's alright to kill an animal, but not to have sex with it?
Hell yeah.
So is it alright to kill someone, as long as you don't have sex with them?
No, because you can have sex with someone.
So it's either one or the other.
It's one or the other. Humans you can have sex with and don't kill, and animals you can kill and don't have sex with. It's quite a basic rule, I think.
But I'm one of these people that don't kill animals. I go out of my way not to tread on ants or snails or anything like that.
Really? Yeah. But you'll eat chicken or...
Yeah, but I'd kill it.
You shouldn't eat meat then. If you're not willing to kill an animal, you shouldn't eat it then, should you?
I need to survive. I'm a human.
Yeah, there's vegetables and fruit and crisps.
That great meat substitute, crisps.
Crisps, tofu. Corn. That's a meat substitute. Corn.
Yeah, I always imagine corn as being... like the giant vats of food that they grew on Logan's Run when they're escaping and they run round the back and there's those big bubbling vats of like algae that's growing.
Hang on a minute, Chris, stop tapping your phone.
That's what I always imagine it to be like, where they make corn, and that's why I don't like eating it.
Really?
It's not natural.
Corn's alright. I've had corn before. It's a healthy substitute.
It's not natural.
Beef, chicken, pigs.
That's natural. Pork, sausage.
They're all animals that exist for us to eat them.
Yeah.
They wouldn't exist otherwise.
Well, what about dogs?
We don't eat dogs.
Not in this country.
Right. It's more of it's brought up as like a hunting tool originally.
Yeah.
And then it's made it into our homes. Generally, You don't eat dogs.
Okay.
Some countries might. Good for
them. What about India? They don't eat cows, but we do in this country.
Yeah, because they're tasty. We're not picky about what we eat in this country. No, if it's a meat, we'll munch on it.
No, no, but only if it's from certain animals. Plenty, the rest of the world eat a lot more. Like the Chinese, if it walks, they'll fucking eat it. You know, it doesn't matter, they'll eat it. Like when we were in China, they had scorpions like on sticks ready to be barbecued that were still like wriggling around, and like giant millipedes and stuff. Now, I didn't see anyone buy any, but like, they also sold like stinky tofu, which is like gone off kind of tofu, and it, when they cook it, it smells like old piss. It is horrible. It is the most, it's acrid, to say the least. But they love it. As long as it's, and if you think people don't eat offal anymore, it's just how people's tastes have changed. As people become more refined, they won't want to eat kind of the dirtier bits of the meat, like brain,
mutton nowadays.
Exactly. Mutton's hard to come by, in fact.
Yeah, it really is.
And game, like a lot of game now people have gone off, but actually like pigeon and stuff.
Yeah, pigeon's nice.
Like people just would go, ugh, rats with wings. It's like, but people at one point, if you were hungry enough, you'd eaten a rat.
Yeah.
Or you'd eaten
a pigeon
dog.
Over a rat, you know, any day
people,
of the week.
People have eaten these animals out of desperation in the past. Let's not
pigeon
forget.
Pigeon breast is quite nice.
Horse. Yeah. I mean, the Belgians, they are Flemish and things. They eat horse.
Flemish? Go on. What's Flemish?
It's one of the people in Belgium.
Oh, right. Oh, right, fair enough.
You have like the Flemish.
So I thought it was a kind of meat, Flemish.
No. But they eat. They love their horse. They love their horse in Belgium.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, considered normal. French eat snails. Most British people like.
Yeah, French eat anything. They're like the
Chinese
of Europe.
Yeah, but they're still fairly picky when it comes to certain things there. They are like the Chinese of Europe, really.
They won't eat insects.
It's like even steak tartare. I mean, it's like, just cook it a bit. Just warm it up. Just. Like, there's no need to serve beef cold and,
just
like,
show it some sunlight,
raw.
Something.
Exactly. Get a magnifying glass out. Just give it a bit of heat.
Yeah, but they don't have sex with their animals in their country, do they?
Oh, the French,
they love it.
They do engage.
They do engage.
Well, in the Netherlands, it wasn't illegal. And
go on. Sorry, go on.
And the first woman who was... I saw a Channel 4 documentary on it a few years back, and there was a woman who was a bit, she'd had a really like tough upbringing, like during the war and stuff,
right,
and she'd been raped and things a number of times, and she just had crap self-esteem and stuff, and then she inherited a farm and went and lived on there, and people realised that she just had sex with the animals, and then somebody was like, can I bring my camera along, and she was like, yeah, fine, because they just, people would give her a bit of money and she enjoyed it, she just did it anyway.
Are you talking about Animal Farm?
No, it's not that. It's a true story. That's, it was a Channel 4 true. It was a true story. She was really like messed up.
Right.
Some but people she just love animals.
Really, she did. She really loved her
I
animals.
I love animals, but I don't want
to fuck. Well, some people want to, you know, make that stage of commitment, you know.
Yeah.
There was that other documentary about those guys in America who married their horses. And like if a horse didn't want you to have sex with it, it could very easily stop you.
Yeah, but... No.
Just remember that. Yeah, like, even a dog. Even a dog, for Christ's sake. It could do you some damage before you could really get into it.
No, okay.
And if it's anything...
Well, no, it's not
like
for me.
Candy,
if people want to do that, that's fine. But, I mean, it's not normal. It's not the norm, is it, really?
It's not. I'm not advocating.
Yeah, really, because you're fighting a corner for it. No, it's not. No, basically. That's that. No. If people want to do it, people want to do it. I mean, there's that guy, there's a show coming up on Channel 5, what are they called, Necrophiles or Mechanic Files or something like that. It's people who have sexual intercourse or love and relationships with cars. And there's a guy that's... This guy on this show, he's openly admitted that he's had sex with over 1,000 different cars.
See, animals I don't mind. Cars is a bit disgusting.
Yeah, but if the car doesn't want you to do it, it's going to stop you, isn't it? Surely it just reverse over you. But he's like openly admitted to, like, when he goes around people's houses, like, for parties.
Wow, How? Was he lost, or something?
Yeah. I think he just sometimes just, he just like, hugs them. Or just sits in it.
Hugs them.
The hugs them, yeah.
He hugs a car.
He's in a relationship with a beetle at the moment or something.
All right.
In a relationship.
Okay.
In a relationship. How did you define the relationship?
It's a 5-year relationship with this beetle. I don't understand.
Is that as long as his manufacturer's warranty lasts?
No. Yes, that's weird.
And just trains,
but he's like, but that's not hurting anybody, is it? Really, apart from the owner's cars when they come out.
Especially if he's driving or something.
Yeah, just gets really horny and stuff.
The car is, you know, potentially a killing machine. So
yeah,
you should be a mentally sound being, really, to drive. In my opinion.
In your opinion, as a driver,
and getting your sexual jollies from that killing machine, I don't think is.
But there's people that marry like married the Eiffel Tower and stuff like that. They have relationships with buildings. There was that. Another Channel 5 documentary. Channel 5, great channel.
But again, these people are not quite right, are they?
No, not really. No, but then they're not hurting anybody. But I think having sex with animals is hurting somebody. Like, if not the animal itself, but I mean the family.
What family?
Like, they've got family.
What, the animals?
If your family found out that you had sex with
animals,
a pig,
to watch.
Yeah, but
a bit degrading.
If you're keeping it stum,
but yeah,
what does it matter? Like, yeah. if no one's seeing you doing it, you know, if you're doing it in broad daylight, then fair enough. But if you're having sex in a public area in broad daylight, you'd probably be arrested.
The family do know. Why are they going to go and tell everybody about it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But what if it's like caught, like that guy that was someone who was on the train and they went past?
Well, yeah, don't do it next to
a
busy railway line. That's a bit stupid. You wouldn't have sex next to a railway line. That's illegal.
But okay, so why is that illegal and having sex with a goat is just frowned?
Well, it's having sexual intercourse in public. I'm not saying going to the shopping centre with a donkey and fuck it there and then in front of everyone else. Some decency, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, carry on.
Name your beef with necrophilia.
What do you mean, name my beef with necrophilia?
Well, okay, do you admit that...
No, I don't admit anything.
Who's that weird German guy who has the top hat? He has turned dead human bodies into art.
No, he hasn't. He's just dissected people on national TV.
But it is... Art. No, it is counted as art. It's because he shows them in galleries, like he does stuff to them. He I saw one where he injected somebody with a sort of a plastic resin into their bloodstream, like emptied them of blood and then injected their bloodstream through one of their arteries with veins with this plastic stuff. And then let it harden and then dunked the body in an acid bath for a couple of weeks until it dissolved, and the only thing that was left was the plastic kind of structure of the circulatory system.
Okay, well that's different.
But he's dissolved a body.
Yeah, but that person's given their...
Okay, so you're saying that you can dissolve a body,
but you can't have sex with it.
But it has in some ways... You're giving an object a kind of a profundity purpose that you wouldn't give it in a different meaning.
What?
Well, you're making it seem profound, in the sense of you can't blaspheme against it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if somebody's given,
you can dissolve it in acid for the sake of art.
But that obviously that person's had given what's it called? They've said that he could do that to their body after they're dead. I don't think a dead person wants anybody having sex with them after they're dead.
Did it get passed in Egypt?
It did.
What? Oh, yeah, that... Oh, God, yeah.
See? At least it's topical.
Are you going to talk to the mic, or...?
Sorry. Yeah, at least it's topical.
That's true, yeah. That is a horrible... Horrible, but I bet that can't happen the other way around, though, can it? And that's just
the dead bodies having sex with us.
No,
as we want it to.
Women having sex with their dead husbands.
Rick and Morty can settle in.
Yeah,
is that the law though? But all I've heard the law is that men can have sex.
It'll
with
be men. It's always
it's
these things are always
wives,
men.
Specific, I think.
Yeah,
and then within a few hours after death, in the grieving stage.
Yeah, but that's horrible.
It's just an excuse to bum her. It's she wouldn't do it in life, so fuck it, she's dead.
Well, that's ridiculous. There's no consent. That's what the word I was looking for. There's consent, isn't there?
So If you're into zoophilia or like
zoophilia, we come up with some random stuff sometimes. Zoophilia, what's that? That's an animal one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bestiality though.
It's the same thing, it's similar.
Zoophilia.
It's like animals that can kill you. Tigers. <Yeah. laughs>
It's pretty much the same thing.
Big grizzly.
Petting zoophilia.
Bestiality. Yeah. But yeah, if you're like you, but that's the same thing. But then again, bondage, although there's implied consent, there is an express consent. So, you know, in the sense of the bondage fans.
But a dead person cannot give a live person consent to have sex with them.
No, but they're not no longer a person.
No, but they're
no
longer a person. So how can you?
Of course, they are a person.
But they're dead.
So, still a person. So you wouldn't call a dead dog a dead dog. You call it a dead thing.
It's just a dead animal.
A dead animal. Yeah. So what's a dead person?
Dead animal.
It's not a dead animal.
It's a dead human, isn't it?
It's a dead human, which is thereby definition a person, is it not?
Well, no, because they're dead.
Person would have personality.
A person would have a conscience. A person would have a consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. Not a dead person.
No, a dead person.
They can't give their consent because they don't have a conscience.
But it doesn't matter because they're not alive. They have no feelings to get hurt. They're not conscious.
They're like fish.
By definition. They're dead because they're not conscious. So they're not conscious, so they're no longer a person.
So this is going back to the thing having sex with animals, because is it not? Is it not good to go around in a massive circle there? Because you're saying, what are you fighting for? Are you fighting?
I don't know. No, I don't. I think it's disgusting. Personally, okay. I just think it's foul. But like,
yeah, it wouldn't be.
But I'm just saying, is it really worth legislating against? Because,
well, yeah, because you can get a very nasty disease from a dead person. Disease that you can get from having sex with a dead person.
What's that?
I can't remember what it's called.
Dead personitis.
Dead personitis.
Penis
offices.
I would
unlock some levels.
Never advocate this sort of stuff. But it does amuse me, the people who do decide to do it.
I think we're going to come and check my Google in a bit.
Oh, look at that.
Second thing. Diseases from having sex with dead people. I didn't even write it all in.
Go then and blow us away.
Answer Yahoo. Best place to write.
It's as good as Wiki.
Okay. Some girl stated to have her lady parts smell really bad, so she went to the doctor to see what was wrong, and the doctor said that the only way this disease could have been contracted was from necrophilia, sex with corpse. Anyway, she didn't know why or how she got the disease. What is the disease?
This is an urban myth.
Vulvamelisis.
Vulvamelisis.
Or myiasis in men. It has to do with rotten flesh, which contact fly larvae and maggots, which will cause the smell. So, you have sex with a dead person, your penis smells forever.
There's no scientific basis in that whatsoever.
Of course there is. Myiasis. It's on Yahoo Answers.
You believe everything you read on the internet?
God. Everything on the internet is real, isn't it?
It's got to be true.
If it's
on the internet, it's true. Everyone knows
that.
No, that's
just silly. It's that's like silly talk. Like, okay, maybe the flies might lay eggs in your penis or vagina if you so wished, but like, it's not going to be a forever. If there's no such thing as forever, you die, or there's very few diseases you just live with forever.
Okay. Fine.
You either die or you're fine.
No, maybe not forever. But
you just manage.
Isn't it sexually transmitted disease from sex with dead people? Called myiasis.
She was having sex with dead people.
I think that is an urban myth. But I mean, the disease is real. It has to be. It's got a name for it. I'll just type in myiasis and see what it says. Or not. That's the case, maybe. I can't spell it. Myiasis.
Nope.
Anyway, no, it's wrong. Basically, it's wrong. I have no opinion on that either. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad. It's a definite bad thing.
Fair enough. Okay. I would agree with you.
You agree with that. Yeah, Thank you for arguing with me for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. No. I
don't know why anybody would partake.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Just seems like a strange attitude on life.
Mm.
But let's face it. It is generally about like. Male dominance over female. It's that it continues that sort of age old thing of like the established male dominance, and it's the same sort of thing as like when you hear these horrific stories about these old ladies who've been raped, and it's like it's not about the sex, it's about the dominance, about the violence, and it's weird. Like Breivik in Norway. Like mad or bad, Paul.
I've no idea what you're on about.
Was he
the Norway mental killer, the guy who went on the rampage in Norway and shot loads of people on that summer camp?
Oh yeah, and
year.
He's defending his. He said he's not guilty because he was defending his country from multiculturalism.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
but he's also claimed that he's not insane.
Yeah.
So mad or bad?
Bad. Completely.
You don't think slightly mad?
You can't be mad if you believe what you were doing is right.
But surely if you're mad, you won't think you're insane.
No, but
somebody who is genuinely crazy doesn't question their sanity.
But he's not questioned his sanity. His lawyer wants to question his sanity. He hasn't questioned his sanity whatsoever. He said he just did it because he was performing a civic duty, as it were, by protecting his country against multiculturalism. That is bad. That is on the line of Al-Qaeda. You know it is.
But do you not just think that's along the lines of he's obviously got a very warped opinion on life?
Well, yeah, but then
and
a lot of people have as well.
That could be a mad thing.
But it was too well planned to be mad. He had the bomb go off in Oslo and he dressed like a policeman and killed, was it 98 people altogether, was it? Something like that.
Around that number, yeah.
Yeah. That's not mad. That's planned. That must have taken months of planning, if not years.
But he could have been mad through the whole stage, couldn't he? Why does madness episode? That's the interesting definition is, the Norwegians have a different use of the kind of term, like criminally insane almost. And in the UK, you have to show that your mental illness directly affects your decision to undertake the event.
Right.
Whereas I think the Norwegians go more into the principle of your mental illness causes you to come up with the beliefs which cause you to undertake the event. There's like a medical and a kind of legal kind of sense of the term is insane.
Right.
Like insanity in the UK is a short term thing. You're insane for like periods of time. You're never insane. Well, you can be insane permanently, but usually in murder trials they use it to diminish responsibility in the sense of a kind of a short term insanity, like you've come back and found your wife like in bed with your best friend.
Yeah,
like people can understand why you'd want to stab them both up.
Yeah,
but you know, you just see someone walking down the street and you stab them up.
Yeah,
isn't good enough. But then again, maybe the voices in your head were telling you.
Well, I think that's about time for tonight. Very interesting conversations, Ed. Please follow us on Twitter at Pac-Men Podcast and obviously at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Pac-Men Podcast. It's goodbye from me, Paul.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Okay, then. See you next week. Bye. Pac-Men Podcast. Hi everybody, it's Paul here of Pac-Men Podcast. There's a few people we need to mention. First off being Podomatic, the people who are hosting our podcast. The second is a website called sp-studios.de, which you can create South Park characters, which I did, to use for our logo. He asked that you give a mention. Also, you should really check it out because it is quite fun. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.